Today's Amud is Megillah Yotes Amud Beis. We're holding on Yotes Amud Beis, the third line from the top, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So says the Gemara now, a few memoras from Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And this be'etzem is a halacha that we mentioned in the previous year, that HaKairi B'Megillah Aksuva Ben Aksuvim, that if a person reads the Megillah on Purim, he reads the Megillah from a cleft that's amongst a scroll that contains the whole Nach, it has all of Ksuvim on it, and it also has the Megillah, and he reads the Megillah from such a cleft, he's lo yatsa, he's not yaitse in the mitzvah in such a way. You have to read specifically from a Megillah, you can't read from a scroll that has the entire Nach. Umachula maicha, and then after saying this, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, he sort of hit it on its head, meaning he contradicted himself, he was chayzer a little bit, and he said that betzibur shanu, that this halacha is only true when you're reading the Megillah with a tzibur, an individual who reads the Megillah, so that he doesn't have this halacha, it's dafka when you're reading it betzibur, and you're being mefarsim the nes with the tzibur, so then there's a halacha that you have to read it with the tzibur, you have to read it from a Megillah, from an individual Megillah scroll. Says the Gemara now another memra, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Shir HaTefer Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. When it comes to sewing together different pieces of parchment and making a Sefer Torah, so we mentioned in the previous year that they would sew it using Gidim, you sew it using sinews of a Behema Tahira. Now when you sew it, you don't sew it all the way to the top and to the bottom. You leave a little bit of space that's not stitched up. You don't stitch it all the way to the top, nor all the way to the bottom. The tops and the bottoms are left a little bit unstitched. So says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan that this idea of Shir HaTefer, that you leave over some of the space, some of the top and the bottom, that it's not sewn up, that's a halach l'maisha m'sinai. However, umachu l'amaicha, he hit it on its head, meaning he was chayzer a little bit, and he said, no, it's really not true. V'lay amru ela kedei shelo yikara. That really, it's just a din d'rabanan, Rashi explains. Really, it's not a lach l'maisha m'sinai. It was a din d'rabanan, and it's just as a practical eitzah, because if you stitch it up all the way, so then when you're rolling it, it doesn't have any give and take, and it could very easily tear. So therefore, Chazal said that you shouldn't sew it up, you shouldn't stitch it up all the way to the top, nor all the way to the bottom, so that it should have a little bit of leeway and it won't tear as easily. V'am Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, that Omale Nishtayer B'Mara Sha'ama B'Maisha V'Eliyahu Kimloi Nekev Machat Sidkis, that if it would have been that there was left in the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi were in, they were in a cave when Hashem, when the Shekhinah passed by, if there would have been in that cave, Kimloi Nekev Machat Sidkis, a tiny little crack the size of a needle, as Hashem passed by, so then L'Hayu Yechaylin La'amayt B'nei Ha'ira, they wouldn't have been able to withstand it because of the tremendous light, Kaviyachol, that would have went into the cave. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki lo yirani adam v'chay, a person can't see me and live. Another memra, the Ma'idich Siv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? V'ahleyem kichol hadvarim asher dibur Hashem imachem bahar. Then Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that Aleihem on the Luchais is Kechol HaDvarim Asher Dibur Hashem, is like all of the words that Hashem spoke with you on the mountain, on Har Sinai. What's the extra word Kechol? Melamed Sheherohu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Dikduke Torah VeDikduke Seifrim. From here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Dikduke Torah, Rashi says, refers to Rebuyin and things that come from Essen, and also Mutin, Achin, and Rashi. Different drushas, and also Dikduke Seifrim, Rashi says, refers to the Dikdukim that the Achrainim are going to make from the Lashonis of the Mishnah and the Rishonim. And so Hashem gave that all to Moshe Rabbeinu. He showed it all to Moshe Rabbeinu. Umasha Yisrael Seifrim Asidin L'Chadish. And even things that the Seifrim are only in the future going to add, so to speak, to the Torah. Umayniu Mikra Megillah, which is a reference to Mikra Megillah. All of that is what Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. Hakol ksheirin likreis es ha-Megillah. That everybody is kasher to read the Megillah, and even be mitzi others. Anyone could be mitzi others in mikra Megillah. Chutz micheiresh shaita v'katan. Except for a cheiresh, we'll get back to in a moment. A shaita, someone who's not fully there. And a katan is a minor. And all these people, they're allowed to be mitzi someone else in mikra Megillah. A cheir is they're not allowed to be mitzi someone else in mikra Megillah. A cheiresh and shas, especially when it's put together with shaita and katan, typically refers to a deaf mute. It refers to a person who can't hear and he also can't talk. However, in this context, that wouldn't really make much sense. You don't have to tell me that someone who can't talk can't be mitzi someone else in mikra Megillah. So Taisus points out that here, obviously, the cheiresh refers specifically to a person who can't hear. He's just deaf, but he's not a mute. He could talk. He's just not able to hear. Such a person is not able to be mitzi others in mikra Megillah. A cheiresh, a shaita, and a katan, they cannot be mitzi others in mikra Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan is able to be mitzi others in mikra Megillah. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Says the Gemara now. So we said that a cheresh is not able to be mitzi others. Someone who can't hear, he can't be mitzi others in mikra Megillah. So the Gemara now is going to go on a lengthy discussion about this that a cheresh cannot be mitzi others. And the Gemara assumes and says that this is really part of a general klal. In general, by mitzvahs, we find that things that you have to say, you have to be able to hear yourself saying it. The Mishnah seems to be saying that this cheresh, who can't hear himself saying it, he can't be mitzi others because he himself is on the bar chiyuv. If you can't hear it yourself, so then you're not chayv in mikra Megillah. When you read it, you have to be able to hear it. If you read it and you can't hear it, so then you're not yaitzei. Says the Gemara, Mantana cheresh di even namilai. So who is the Tan of our Mishnah who says that someone who can't hear what they say, even b'di eved, you're not yaitzei? Who's the Tan who says like this? Says the Gemara, Amar of Masna Rabbi Yaisihi. The Tan of our Mishnah fits with the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi. That Nan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Brachos, the Mishnah over there says that a Kari Hashema v'lo yishmi'a lo'aznai. If a person, the Tanakhama says a Kari Hashema v'lo yishmi'a lo'aznai yatsa. Really, the Gemara, the Mishnah there says it's Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, it says that if a person reads Kriya Shema and he doesn't hear himself, he's still Yaitzei. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer Lo Yatza. However, Rabbi Yaisi says that no, he's not Yaitzei. Meaning even B'di'evet, he's not Yaitzei. So since he can't hear himself saying, reciting Kriya Shema, he's not Yaitzei. So that would make sense. That would fit very well with our Mishnah, who says that the Cheresh, who can't hear himself reading the Megillah, so he can't be Yaitzei when he reads it either. Because he can't hear it, he can't be Yaitzei. Ask the Gemara, who says it's Rabbi Yaisi? It's not Muchach. And who says that the Mishnah means to say that he's possible even b'di'evad? Dilma Rabbi Yehudahi, ulechatchilahu delay. Maybe the Tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and it's just lechatchila that the Mishnah means to say that a cheresh can't read the Megillah. Hadi Evet Shaper Dami, but Bidi Evet, so then it would still be Yaitzeh. And by Kriya Shema also, when Rabbi Yehuda says that a Kriya Shema v'le Yishmiel lo Azna he's Yatsa, Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean to say that you're allowed to lechatchila read Kriya Shema and not hear yourself. He just meant that if you did it, if you read Kriya Shema and you didn't hear yourself, so then you're Yaitzeh, Bidi Evet. So maybe the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that things that you have to say, if you don't hear, so then l'chadchila you're not yaitzei, and b'di'avad you're yaitzei. By Megillah, the Mishnah was stressing the fact that l'chadchila he can't read it. And by Kriya Shema, Rabbi Yehuda was bringing out the point that b'di'avad you're still yaitzei. So maybe the Tan of the Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be. Lo sal kadaitach, dekatani cheresh dumya deshaita v'kata. Because the Mishnah, by Megillah, puts cheresh together with the shaita and a katan. Now, ma shaita v'katan di'evan amiloi, it's pashut, that a shaita and katan, they're possible even b'di'evan. They're not considered b'nei das, and so it's pashut, that they're possible even b'di'evan. So, ma'av cheresh di'evan amiloi, so it would make sense to say that cheresh in the Mishnah also is something that even b'di'evan, he's possible, he's not even Yaitzeh b'di'evad. The Mishnah, you can't say that the Mishnah just means a chatchila he can't read, but b'di'evad it's kasher, because it's put cheresh together with shaita and katan, which is mashmi's pasul gamri. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya, v'dilma ha-kadisa v'ha-kadisa. It's not necessarily muchach. Maybe the Mishnah is just putting it all together, because all of them, l'chatchila, can't read it. with regards to bidiyavet, so then there's a difference. A cheresh, a shaita and a katan, even bidiyavet is pasul, and a cheresh bidiyavet is kosher. But so there's no raya from the fact that the Mishnah puts it all together. Okay, but says the Gemara, there's another reason why you can't say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because midikatani seifa Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan v'chada reisha lav Rabbi Yehudahi. The seifa we have Rabbi Yehuda talking, and Rabbi Yehuda actually argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says a chayr shaita v'katan are pasul, and Rabbi Yehuda says that the katan is kosher. So you can't tell me that the Tanakama of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda when we have Rabbi Yehuda arguing in the seifa of the Mishnah on the Tanakama. So the Bach takes out the next line and a half, skips down two lines to the word Vidilma, says the Gemara, no, it's Tamuchach. Vidilma kula Rabbi Yehudahi. Really, I could tell you that our whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Utre gavne katan, katanila, v'chasuri mechsra. And it's really discussing two different types of katanim, and we're missing some words, or we're missing the pshan in the Mishnah. V'hachi katani, and this is really what the Mishnah means to say. What the Mishnah means to say is as follows. Hakol ksherin l'kreses ha-megillah. Chotz mi-cheir shayta v'katan. Everyone's kosher to read the Megillah, except for a cheir shayta v'katan. Bamed var mamurim. When is that true that a katan is possible? That's bekatan shalei hegiya lechinach. That's when he wasn't magia yet to the age of chinach. Aval katan ha shehegiya lechinach afilu lechadchila. So then he could read the Megillah even lechadchila. Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan, because Rabbi Yehuda said that the katan is kosher. So maybe really the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the way to read the Mishnah. So what we're holding now is that the Mishnah is saying, that the Gemara is saying, is that it's not muchach that the tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi, and that the Mishnah is saying that even b'diavad a cheresh is pasul. It could be the tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and it's just lechatchila that a cheresh is pasul, but b'diavad he'll be kosher. And by Kriya Shema also, Rabbi Yehuda just meant that b'diavad a person is yaitze if he doesn't hear himself. Ask the Gemara, b'mayu kimta k'Rabbi Yehuda u'diavad. But still, how could you say that the Mishnah is discussing Rabbi Yehuda, and that the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that when a person doesn't hear himself saying something, that he's only yaitze b'diavad? That Rabbi Yehuda is maskim l'chadchila, you're not yaitze, and Rabbi Yehuda just meant to say that you're yaitze b'diavad. So by Kriya Shema, you're only yaitze b'diavad. By things that you need to hear, by things that you have to say, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if you don't hear it, you're only yaitze b'diavad. If so, elaha detani Rabbi Yehuda braid Rabbi Shimon ben we said that a person who's a cheresh, that he can't speak, that he could speak, he just can't hear, he's just deaf, but he's not a mute, he's able to speak, but he can't hear. So Rabbi Yehuda Breder, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said that he's able to be mafresh truma, even though that involves making a bracha, and he can make the bracha, lechadchila, it's mamish lechadchila, even though he's not going to hear himself making the bracha. So you see, the things that you have to say, and you don't hear it, you're yaitza even lechadchila. So now money, who is that like? E Rabbi Yehuda, the Evid in lechadchila loy. If it's like Rabbi Yehuda, so even Rabbi Yehuda only said that b'di'evid or yaitze, not that l'chadchila, it's okay. And even Rabbi Yaisi, di'evid amiloy. And if it's like Rabbi Yaisi, so then you're not even yaitze b'di'evid, like we see by Kriya Shema. He says if a person doesn't hear himself reciting Kriya Shema, he's not even yaitze b'di'evid. So says the Gemara, ve'elamai Rabbi Yehuda, v'afilu l'chadchila. So what do you want to tell me? That really, the Mishnah by the separating Truma is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says that even l'chadchila, a person who doesn't hear himself is yaitze. That do you want to tell me? And that Rabbi Yehuda by Kriya Shema, when he says, if you read Kriya Shema and you don't hear yourself, you're yaitze, he meant it's even l'chadchila to do such a thing. If so, then it comes out that the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that when you don't hear yourself, you're yaitze even l'chadchila. And the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi is that you're not even Yaitse B'diavad. That's what's going to come out. So there is no middle sheeta. There's no one who holds that L'chadchila, you shouldn't do it, but B'diavad, you're Yaitse. There's no middle sheeta. If so, Elohad Tanya, that which we learned in the Braisa, that La Yivarich Adam Birchas Hamazin B'liboy Ve'en Birech Yatza, it says that L'chadchila, you shouldn't just say it in your heart, you have to actually hear yourself, but L'maisa, even if you don't hear yourself, so then you're still Yaitse. So you see that there's this middle sheeta. So money, Lay Rabbi Yehuda, v'lay Rabbi Yaisi. According to your way of understanding now, that doesn't fit with Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yaisi. Because e Rabbi Yehuda, afilu l'chadchila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't hear yourself, you're yaitze l'chadchila. And e Rabbi Yaisi, afilu di'evin amiloy. And if it's like Rabbi Yaisi, so then Rabbi Yaisi holds that even b'di'evin or not yaitze. Who's this middle shita? So either way, we're going to be stuck. So rather says the Gemara, la'aylam Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, we'll say like this. That really, the Mishnah by Truma, who says that your Yaitse even lechatchila, that's Rabbi Yehuda, vafilu lechatchila, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person doesn't hear himself, he's Yaitse even lechatchila. And by Kriya Shema, when he said that Kairei Shema, and he doesn't hear himself, he's Yaitse, he means even lechatchila. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that if you don't hear yourself, you're Yaitse even lechatchila. The loy kasha, it's still not going to be shver that Mishnah by Berachas HaMazon. The Mishnah which says by Berachas HaMazon that lechatchila you should hear yourself, and b'di'evit your yaitze, even if you don't, it's not shver from there, because hadidei hadirabe. There's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Who's Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe? The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda aymer mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, well, at least one of them, was Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria, besides Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, HaKairei Yashema Tzarech Sheyishma La'aznai, which the Gemara understands to be a lashon of just lechatchila. Now the person who reads Kriya Shema, lechatchila, you have to hear yourself. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We darshan from there, Hashma La'aznecha Masha Tamaitzim Mipicha, that you should hear yourself saying Kriya Shema. Remeir Aymer, Asher Anoichim Mitzavecha Hayoyim Alivavecha, that no, the Pasuk says Alivavecha, Achar Kavanas Alev Heini Nadvar. No, your yaitze, even lechatchila, even if you don't hear yourself. So you see that we found someone who holds of this middle shita. Who is this middle shita? It's Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. It's Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria. He is the one who has this middle shita. Now lechatchila, you should hear yourself, but lamaisa, you'll be yaitze b'di'evet if you don't hear yourself. And so that will be the tana of Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria. He'll be the tana of the Mishnah of Berachas HaMazon, who says that lechatchila, you should hear yourself. Says the Gemara, Hashda Da'asas Lahachi, now that we just mentioned this last Braisa, that we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah held, lechatchila, you should hear yourself, and Rabbi Meir says, no, it's okay, even lechatchila, not to hear yourself. So then, Hashda Da'asas Lahachi, now that we have this, Afilu Teimu Rabbi Yehuda K'Rabbe Sfirale. So now we might even be better off saying that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his Rebbe, even though Talmud's allowed to argue on his Rebbe, but why not make it that they hold of the same? It's always better like that. So we could say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, and Rabbi Yehuda never meant to say that you're Yaitse lechatchila when you don't hear yourself. You're Yaitse only b'di'evet, just like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe held. Ah, what about the Mishnah by Truma that says that you're Yaitse, that a Cheresh could take off Truma even lechatchila? Says the Gemara, Vahadetani Yehuda, Braid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, that which Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, taught, that a Cheresh could take off Truma even lechatchila, that's Rabbi Meirhi. Now that we're introduced to a new shita, the shita of Remeir. The shita of Remeir is that a person's yaitze when he doesn't hear himself, even lechatchila. So now we could say Rabbi Yehuda holds that your yaitze only b'di'evet. Rabbi Yaisi, we already know, holds that you're not even yaitze b'di'evet. And now we have Remeir who has the third shita. He holds that your yaitze even lechatchila. So he'll be the Tana by Truma who says that a cheresh is allowed to take off Truma even lechatchila, even though he doesn't hear himself making the bracha.